Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Monte Rodacker with the Unite to Silence the Stigma. And Monte, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Unite to Silence the Stigma is such a great group of individuals raising money and funds for one thing, and that's to silence the suicide stigma. Do you want to kind of explain a little bit about the Unite to Silence the Stigma, Monte, a little bit this morning?
We are a local nonprofit organization that came to life about, you know, roughly 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Our main purpose is to raise funds to for suicide prevention programs. Mm-hmm. One of our bigger achievements has been a program called Sources of Strength that was put into the high school, and we're hoping to, you know, we're hoping that continues to carry on. And mm-hmm. we've also been in partnership with three other organizations to purchase spot ads here on i3G Media with the 1-800 talk number.
Right.
And we've also been sponsoring a bench that's right to the south of the old Kmart entrance for Home of Economy now at the Buffalo Mall, mm-hmm. with the talk number on it, 1-800-TALK. And we're hoping to look into other things. I mean, we're always open to new ideas.
Definitely, yeah.
And you know, the one thing about it is everyone in our organization has been touched by suicide in one way or another. Loss of children, loss of nephews, loss of cousins, loss of friends. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely does hit home with all of us.
Right. And the whole point is in the name. It's silence the stigma, because people don't want to talk about yep. those mental health issues, those things that they're combating, because there are people around them that love them and care for them. And doing a lot of good things in our community with that bench and those ads and everything like that. So
we'd like to do more, but for sure. Know, of course, money talks. So
it does. Yeah. Yes, it does. So the Unite to Silence the Stigma have several fundraisers planned, and a big one is coming up on September 15th. It is the Walk to Silence the Stigma, right, Monte?
That's correct.
Yeah, you want to tell us a little bit about what the walk is?
It's kind of designed to be more of a, you know, we don't want to make it a commercial thing. We for want sure. to make it a time for people who are remembering someone they lost.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a free will donation jar there. We will have information. We have a post office box okay. that donations can be mailed to. And we want to take some time away from the push of trying to raise money to just okay. remember those and to support the ones that are left behind.
Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of the main idea behind this walk.
Gotcha. Okay. It's not necessarily one of the fundraisers. It's
right.
It's a program for individuals, like you said.
It's for the people.
It's for the people. Yeah. So this is coming up September 15th. Monte Rodacker again with Unite to Silence the Stigma. The Walk to Silence the Stigma will be September 15th in Nikias Park. It looks like registration starts at 9:30, right?
Yep, 9:30, okay. And the program starts at 10.
Okay.
We're going to have, there'll be some opening remarks. Okay. We have a speaker lined up. Her name is Gail Nelson. She's now retired from the counseling staff at the Jamestown High School. And some of her cohorts might be there. I'm not sure who all, but mm-hmm. She was mentioning that maybe some of them might come with her.
Okay.
After that, we'll have the walk. Basically, we'll all go out, cross the walk bridge onto First Avenue and go down to, we'll kind of make a loop around the downtown area and back to the park again.
Okay.
And after that, we'll have a time when people can talk.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be information there, you know.
We'll have information.
If they need support and everything like that, too.
And we're, you know, and the final thing will be a balloon release, which we're going to hopefully we'll do that right at or shortly before noon.
Okay.
And dismissal.
Okay.
You know, but again, we want to make this about the people that show up. because, you know, they need their time.
Right.
And it's important to just remember, you know, take some time to remember.
Yeah. And it's like you said, Monty, you know, a lot of people have been touched by suicide in their lives, family members,
yep.
Cousins, you know, sons, daughters, and things like that. So this is a good chance for them to network and talk with people who have also gone through the same thing.
Yes.
On September 15th, again, at Nikias Park, registration at 9:30, program starts at 10 o'clock. So make sure you have plans to get to Nikias Park in Jamestown for this, the Unite to Silence the Stigma Walk to Silence the Stigma. Monty, anything else about that event that you want to mention or about Unite to Silence the Stigma right now?
Probably, you know, right now I think we pretty much covered everything.
Okay, good.
We don't have, you know, I've got a few little details to work out yet, but our committee's working on it.
For sure.
Triumph Incorporated is going to supply us with some of their goodies like they did last year, some bars or something like that.
Excellent.
And we'll have some water on hand for folks that would like some.
Okay, awesome.
I guess that's probably about all there is to it.
Perfect. Yeah, very, very clear cuts and super simple, very easy and open to anybody who wants to come and participate in
yes.
that. And so, Monty, we also want to make mention because there's another big event happening in Jamestown this weekend.
Yeah.
And just touch on that briefly right now.
The North Dakota Patriot Guard is holding their rally here in Jamestown at the Civic Center. Begins tonight at 5 p.m. with a social at the Civic Center, and then 6 p.m. with a steak fry. Tickets are still being sold for that steak fry. They're $20 a piece.
Awesome.
It looks like they have Joe Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Joe Schlitz, but that...
that's somebody completely different.
Yeah, that's someone... Joe Schmidt is going to be the entertainment this evening.
Excellent.
Tomorrow morning, beginning at 8 a.m., the Christian Motorcyclists Association will be putting on a free will offering pancake breakfast at the Civic Center.
Righty.
And then from there on, then the day there will be a program tomorrow morning. I can't remember exact times, but I believe the ride actually kickstands will go up at I think 11:30.
Okay.
And then there'll be a meal back at the Civic Center again at the conclusion of the ride. And
perfect.
I think they have something lined up tomorrow evening at the Civic Center, but I'm not going to say for sure.
They have, it looks like right now, looking at it right now, Monty, 5:30 will be a free meal for the Honor Ride participants on Saturday. 7 o'clock will be some music. They'll have a cash bar all evening and everything, too. So that's okay. What I have.
Yeah, that's what I saw, too.
Yeah. And, of course, silent auction and raffle. That's always yep. a lot of fun, too, raising money for that.
Yeah, your tickets from the steak fryer are actually raffle tickets, too. And
awesome.
I don't have the list of prizes in front of me, but usually they got some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, they do. And it's a great event. It happens in Jamestown every year. It is the North Dakota Patriot Guard Memorial Program and Ride. It starts tonight at the Civic Center, the ride tomorrow, and everything else as well. Monty, if people have questions for you or maybe want to talk to you about Unite to Silence the Stigma or anything like that, what are some ways you would encourage an individual to do so?
Well, you can... call me at area code 701-320-7392.
Okay.
I have an email address. It's all small letters, MONTERODACKER@gmail.com.
Perfect. Pretty straightforward. So get a hold of Monty if you have a question about the Unite to Silence the Stigma, the walk to silence the stigma. Monty, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.